The strategy of initiators is one of the most crucial and transformative aspects of human design. It is the key to living a life aligned with their true nature and having a meaningful impact on the world around them. As we saw in the previous submodule, initiators are designed to initiate rather than respond. But what does this exactly imply? Informing before acting means communicating your intentions or decisions to the people concerned before taking action. This is a way for initiators to honor their initiation energy while minimizing resistance and potential misunderstandings. By informing others, they create a space for their impact to be received and integrated more easily. When an initiator acts without informing, they may encounter unexpected obstacles or negative reactions. This is because their energy is so powerful and concentrated that it can disrupt the status quo or threaten those who are not ready for change. By informing before acting, initiators give others a chance to prepare and adapt. Take the example of an initiator who decides to leave their job to pursue an entrepreneurial project. If they leave without notice, they may leave their team in disarray and burn important bridges. But if they inform their superiors and colleagues of their intention in advance, they can work with them to ensure a smooth transition and maintain good relationships. Informing doesn't mean asking for permission or waiting for approval. Initiators are not designed to ask others what they should do. Their strategy is to inform out of courtesy and respect, but they remain masters of their decisions and actions. This is a subtle but crucial distinction. This can be a challenge for many initiators, especially those who have been conditioned to believe that they must always justify or explain their actions. There may be a fear of being perceived as selfish or irresponsible, but for initiators, acting according to their inner truth is the most responsible thing they can do. Learning to inform clearly and confidently is a skill that requires practice. Initiators can start with small things, like informing their partner of their plans for the evening or informing their team of a minor change in a project. Over time, they can apply this same clarity to more important decisions, like changing careers or moving to a new city. It is also important for initiators to discern who really needs to be informed. They don't need to proclaim their intentions to the whole world, only to those who are directly impacted by their actions. Sometimes, informing just one key person is enough to pave the way. Another aspect of the informing strategy is to do it without attachment to the reaction of others. Initiators inform out of courtesy, not to obtain permission or approval. Whether others agree with their decision or not, they must remain true to their truth. This is a practice of trust and autonomy. Of course, this does not mean that initiators should ignore the advice or concerns of others. They can listen to and take into account feedback, but the final decision always belongs to them. It is their responsibility to use their initiation energy wisely and integrally. Ultimately, informing before acting is a practice of alignment and impact. It's a way for initiators to honor their unique nature while creating space for others to adapt and align. When initiators master this strategy, they can initiate powerful and positive changes in the world, with less resistance and more grace. As Rayuru who said, "The informed initiator is the most powerful initiator." This is an invitation to embrace our ability to initiate while honoring our impact on others. And it's a promise that when we do this, we can create waves of change that uplift and inspire all those around us. Whether you are an initiator learning to inform or someone interacting with initiators, understanding and honoring this strategy is essential to unlocking their full potential. With the right approach, initiators can be incredible catalysts for innovation, growth, and transformation, paving new paths for us all. Key takeaways: the strategy of informing before acting is crucial for initiators in order to live in alignment with their true nature and have a positive impact. Informing means communicating one's intentions to the concerned persons before taking action, without necessarily asking for permission. This minimizes resistance and facilitates the integration of their powerful initiation energy. Not informing can lead to obstacles and negative reactions because the initiator's energy can upheave the status quo. Informing gives others the opportunity to prepare for the change. Informing is a mark of respect, but initiators remain in control of their decisions. It's a skill that develops with practice, starting with small things and then gaining clarity on more important matters. Initiators need to discern who truly needs to be informed, focusing on those directly impacted. Information is given without attachment to others' reactions. Initiators may listen to feedback but must stay true to their own truth. Mastering the strategy of informing allows initiators to initiate powerful and positive changes with less resistance and more grace. It's the key to fully expressing their potential.